Coach, could you talk about the difference, the way you guys were able to run the ball in the second half? It just looked like it looked different late in the second half. Did you change some things?
Well, I give our players a lot of credit. Offensive line, the tight ends, and then obviously Lamar. You know, I thought Lamar was offensively one of the big differences in the game. You know, he just kept at it. He's just he's a heck of a football player, and he had a good night. I don't know what his final stats were, but, you know, we felt like he was the guy throughout the game that was probably playing the best on offense. So at halftime, we said, look, we got to just keep finding ways to get this guy the ball.
The offensive line also seemed to look different in the second half, in addition to what Lamar was doing, but they seemed to be a little more in sync, a little more effective up front.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a long game. You know, it's a long game. You know, the games, you know, if the games were decided at halftime, I mean, so the games are not decided at halftime. So you go in at halftime and you make some adjustments and you come out and hopefully those adjustments are the right one and the players executed it really well. Again, I give the players a lot of credit. Players did a great job, both sides of the ball, special teams. I thought everybody contributed to the win. It was great to see it.
Coach, can you share what you all said to Brock at half to keep his head in the game?
No, we didn't really talk to Brock at half. He was with the doctors. So his head was always in the game. It was just a matter of everybody, coaches and players alike, just doing a better job in the second half, and that's what we did.
Bill, obviously Brock struggled early in the game, and he threw the pick in the second half. What changed in your mind for him on those final two drives in regulation and then the overtime?
I think we called plays that he likes, and he executed them with his teammates.
Can you talk about how Nelson played tonight? You got some, you know,
Robert. Yeah, I thought he did a good job. He had one really nice tackle at the late kickoff deal there, where I thought he really, that was a real big tackle at that point in time, because that looked like that could have been returned for a long gain. So I thought he did a nice job in the role that he played tonight.
Bill, your team scored two touchdowns there in the fourth, forced overtime against a division rival. Can you talk about what a huge win this is for your team?
It's a big win. I mean, but again, like, these are, you know, this is a long season. And again, like I've said over and over again, I say it to the team the same way. It's a race to see who can improve the fastest and who can be the most consistent on a week-to-week basis, you know. So, like, it was a great win. You know, give the Colts credit. They battled hard. We battled hard. It's a division rival, and it was great to see our players' resiliency and their ability to come back no matter what, you know. And it says a lot about the guys on this team. But, again, it's 4-2, and there's a lot of season left. So we watch the tape. We correct what we need to correct, keep doing the things well that we're doing well, figure it out, try to put a good game plan together for a very, very difficult Denver team.
You mentioned Dosweiler was getting looked at by doctors at halftime. What was he getting looked at for?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Can you talk about how you guys were able to really get DeAndre in action tonight? I mean, in the last couple of games he struggled, but you got him the ball.
Yeah, we did. You know, we tried early, just didn't connect with him early. You know, we had a go route down the sideline. DB made a nice play on it, had a crossing pattern with him, just didn't connect on it. And then, you know, eventually just kept chipping away. And it was the same thing with Lamar, you know, like, keep chipping away. And those guys made plays. And then that opened it up for other guys like C.J. Fedorowicz and Jalen Strong there at the end made an unbelievable catch on that before the game-winning field goal. Just a great play by him. It was great to see him do that. So, you know, when we start connecting with DeAndre and being able to run the football with Lamar, and Blue had a nice run in there, a couple nice runs, so that opens it up for other guys, and that's what we need to try to do every week.
You referenced Lamar's performance being stellar tonight. In your mind, what was different about his performance tonight specifically? Was it about his decisiveness or something else that jumped out at you in terms of?
Well, I think he's played well the whole season. I mean, you can't even – I would say the Minnesota game was me. I mean, you know, we called a bunch of passes because we were down early. I mean, we only ran the ball 14 times against Minnesota. I think the guy's played well all season. I think he's one of the best backs in the league. I think if you asked around the league, every coach would tell you the same thing. I think the guy's played well, and he just played really well tonight.
What has it meant to see what C.J. Fedorowicz has been able to do the last 3 weeks, especially today?
Yeah, it's good. It has a lot to do with being able to run the ball. So sometimes when you're able to run the ball, the play action works a lot better. And so play action helps tight ends. He's worked very hard. He's a very, very hardworking kid. He comes in here every day for the 3 years that he's been here. You know, never misses practice. He's got really good hands. He's become a much better route runner than when he first got here, and he's an excellent blocker. And I think he's one of the better tight ends in the league.
Bill, what did you think of Clowney's performance tonight? It looked like, I think on a third or fourth down late in the game, he kind of jumped up. That looked like kind of shut down a screen pass that Luck got hit on.
Yeah, you know, again, I think Clowney just – I think he's very disruptive. I really think that he's coming into his own. He's – you know, people ask me a lot about moving positions. He plays all over the front. You know, if you really study the tape and you know what you're looking at, then you can see him in about four or five different positions. And I think he's a very active player. He loves to play the games. He wants to do well for his teammates. He's really come into his own this year. He's a very difficult guy to block.
I know you say it doesn't matter who calls the plays. Did you guys change anything up with that?
No.
With George calling that this week? Okay.
Nope.